Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father Raz have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here are your hosts, Daniel and Raz.
Welcome back to RiskFeesTaxes.com or Higher Ground Financial Group with Daniel Rasby and Raz. It's father-son team. I'm Daniel's father, and we help people reduce risk, fees, and taxes so they can keep more of their money. All a good thing, right?
Exactly. And there's a lot of decisions people are making, and it's coming up with if you're retiring, if you're about to retire, you're within a few years of retiring, and you're not sure whether you're going to retire now or it's next year and in a few years.
What's the red zone of retirement?
The red zone is within 5 years before retirement and 5 years after retirement.
And so why is that so important?
Well, it's so important because there are not only a number of really crucial decisions that you make during that time period that are life-altering decisions that you're kind of permanent, but also timing as far as where you have your money invested and when the market is having different ups and downs can really, really impact you. So there's something called sequence of returns risk. And I saw an article that said something to the effect that if you had retired in the year 1996 and taken out a really good return, you would still probably have more money today than you had at that time. But if you retired in the year 2000 and taken out the same amount of money, you would have been out of money in about 12 to 15 years, completely broke.
It's crazy.
So just 4 years apart makes a huge difference. And why is that?
The thing is, if you have down markets near the beginning of your retirement, or in the red zone, then you have a huge problem. So that four or five years before and after retirement are critical. If you have several down years during those times, it can change your whole retirement outlook, and you may not have that comfort of having that income for the rest of your life. You might be broke.
Exactly. And so you need to have a plan for what you're going to do about sequence of returns risk. When are those bad years going to come? And you can't control when they come, so you need to know where to get your money from during those bad years.
And is that why most investment advisors say you can either only take out 3 or 4% out of the market?
That's right. I mean, everybody knows, or everybody believes anyway, that the market does a lot better long-term return than 3 or 4%. But that's if you don't touch it. If you touch it, if you start taking money out, you really can only safely take out about 3 or 4% if you don't want to run out of money. And that's because you never want to sell low. But unfortunately,
but I can't live on 3 or 4%. I need more than that. I mean, I've worked all my life, put this money aside. I need more than 3 or 4%. I mean, that's really paltry, especially if I'm getting like 10-12% return in the market. You know, why can't I take out more?
Well, it's because it doesn't always do that. You might have a 20% return, but it might be followed by a really negative, you know, negative 10 or negative 5 or negative 20.
And the thing is, if the market goes down by 50%, how much does it have to grow to get back to even?
You have to gain 100% just to break even from a 50% loss.
So that could take several years. And that's really what we're talking about. If you have a big market crash like that, you may not be able to retire. So you may have remembered that back in 2008, there was a lot of people saying, we have to go back to work. All my retirement's all gone. I have to go back to work because of that.
And because those people did not have a volatility buffer. They did not have an account that was not subject to market loss. Because they don't have such an account, all their money's in the market and it's all losing. But if you have a volatility buffer account, that means an account that's guaranteed not to lose money.
And you don't have to have all your money in there, at least some of it. And the recommendation is between a half to two-thirds of your money needs to be someplace that you cannot lose money so that you can have a much less stressful retirement.
At a minimum, at a bare minimum, you need enough in that bucket to cover all the years that you're not going to, that the market's going to be down. You don't really know how many years that is, so the more you have, the better. But it's at least going to be 6 or 7 bad years. If you're 60 years old, you're going to experience at least 6 or 7 bear markets over your lifetime. So why take the risk? If you don't need to be taking the risk, you know, don't take it. We also talk about that often on this show is if we're very biased against unnecessary risk. If right. You can accomplish all the things you need to accomplish without taking risk, there's really no need to take risk. And really, when was the last time you sat down and thought exactly, why do I have money in the market? Why do I have any? Why is it not all in cash? I'm not saying go sell everything, put it all in cash, but you need to know why, and you need to be very confident of your answer of why do you have money in the stock market, And it's not, can't just be because your brother does it or because you've always done this or because you heard it was a good idea. You need to know why you specifically should have money that's at risk of loss.
And even when you go to the casino, you're gambling, you don't gamble all your money all the time. You have money set aside. And the ones that have gambling problems, yeah, they gamble everything away. Then they're broke and they lose their house, lose their car, lose their shirt, lose everything. But, you know, a person that's doing it for enjoyment, they may have $100,000 at the table, but they might only be gambling, you know, $5,000 or $10,000. The rest of it is protected. And so that's what we're talking about. You need to know when to walk away. Right now is a great time to walk away. We're at all-time highs. There's never been a better time to cash out some of those things. But before you cash out and pay all those capital gains, you need to talk to a tax attorney. So you got to know the rules, how to minimize the taxes. Again, riskfeestaxes.com. All three of those things are very important to be able to get the best amount of income and the least amount of money lost to risk, fees, and taxes.
So the red zone we talked about, which is the 5 years before and 5 years after retirement, if you're in that time frame, you really need to be talking to a tax attorney, talking to a planner that will give you an income plan, a distribution plan.
And Daniel, you know, I may have a great investment advisor. I've had him for 20 years. He's been great through and through. We've had a great time. But his email says he can't give me tax advice.
That's right.
He can't give me legal advice. And so is that why I should talk to you?
Exactly. I mean, that's what we do at Higher Ground. We have tax attorneys that'll provide, tax advice and give you legal advice about federal taxes. What can you do to minimize that?
So we're not denigrating your advisor, financial advisor, your investment advisor. We're not saying that he's not up to the task. We're not saying that he's making bad decisions. What we're saying is he's been great for accumulation, but now you're getting to a different phase in life. In fact, we had a client yesterday that just said that.
Yeah. And I was glad because usually we're the ones telling people, but these people already heard of it. Maybe they listened to our show. Maybe that's why I know. But there are two phases in retirement planning. There's the accumulation phase and the distribution phase. The accumulation phase, the market's just fine because you don't have to spend the money. If you put money in the market, you wait for 30 years or 40 years, you don't touch it, it'll be higher. You're going to get growth. It'll be great. But when you're retired, every day is a withdrawal day. So you have to distribute money. Now you're not saving anymore. And you want to make sure that you have a plan to properly distribute the money. And a lot of advisors, especially investment advisors, are going to be accumulation-focused advisors.
Yeah.
They're not so keen on distributing money. In fact, it's kind of against their interest to get money distributed because they're not earning a fee on the money anymore. It's not invested.
Right. Whenever you take money out, they lose that fee, and that's their income. That's their livelihood. So one of the things that's really struck me is, when you're accumulating money, do you really worry about taxes?
No.
Because you got capital gains. You only take it out. You only pay capital gains if you take it out.
Or if it's tax deferred, you're not paying income tax until you take it out.
And you may have phantom gains or things like that. And those are different scenarios if you're automatically rebalancing and stuff. But really, taxes don't really become part of the conversation if you're just accumulating, right? They're really not part of the conversation. That's why investment advisors don't have to be tax licensed. They don't have to have that information because it doesn't really come up. But that changes drastically.
When you want to spend money.
Right. And risk, same thing about risk. When you're accumulating money, and risk happens, the market goes down, that's great. You're buying on sale. You're getting stocks that have been discounted, and you're going to gain that and grow back up, and that's awesome. But when you're taking money out, the risk of loss is detrimental to your emotional health, really, and not to mention the financial health for the rest of your life. But emotionally, you could be really devastated because you may have to go back to work or something. So again, that doesn't really have to be addressed. So that's why a lot of investment advisors say, oh, it's just a paper loss. Don't worry about it. You got plenty of time. It'll come back. It'll grow. And really, frankly, it will. But that is a real loss. But you can recover from it, not if you're distributing, right? So those two main things, taxes and risk, don't really have to be addressed as much when you're accumulating as when you're distributing.
But you do want to make a plan for how to minimize that over the long term and not just minimizing it this year. I mean, this year, there's a lot of changes happening. There's a lot of things coming close to expiring with taxes. There's a lot of changes in the market, very volatile. It's going up and down and up and down. It's been trending up for the last decade or so. So it has a long way to fall. When is that really going to happen? Should you, all year and the last few years, we've been hearing people say, well, I'll just wait till the next quarter. I'm going to wait till the Fed rate cut. Oh, I'm going to wait till the election. Oh, I'm going to wait till the inauguration. Oh, I'm going to wait till this or that. And, then I'll decide or then I'll protect my money. Well, you can't afford to miss it. You only get to retire once. We retired hundreds of people and we know based on a lot of history, that it's very, very difficult to time or pick a specific time that would be best to get out of the market. But that's why it comes back down to, do you really need it? If you've already won the game,
and how do you know if you won the game? That's why you got to talk to us, find out what kind of income can you have based on what you've saved up now, and is it permanent income? And then if it's enough income, then you can make that decision. Maybe I don't need to take up much risk now because I have enough. But if you don't have enough, then we got to talk about something different. So, you know, those are things that we have to address. And the only way to do that is to really look at it from that point of viewpoint. Do you have enough money? And it's not a number. It's not a big number that you carry around. It's a income.
Do you have enough income, and can you generate enough income? Because there may be, you know, you and your twin brother might have, you know, $1 million and $1.5 million each. And so one of you has a lot more than the other one. But if the one with less money can actually spend more every year without running out, then he's actually better off. Because you can frame up a picture of your bank account balance and put it up on the wall, but if you can't spend it on a monthly basis after taxes at a higher rate than somebody else, then you're poorer.
And so how do you figure out how you can spend it at a higher rate? That's where the key is, right? How do you figure out what the maximum spend rate is without running out of money, with the maximum amount that you can use and the least amount of taxes? Because if you have a lot of money and half is going to taxes, that's a problem too.
And we talk about that a lot, right? Risk, fees, taxes.com. And so that's really important. All three of those are important. If you're here listening to this program, I'm sure one of those three is much more important in your eyes than the other two.
But I would argue that risk is a tax on your money. Fees are a tax on your money. The tax, federal tax, is at least the federal government's providing you roads or defense, right? But the risk, the market's not providing you anything. If you lose money there, it's gone.
And the advisor tax, the fee, what are you getting for that? Maybe you are getting something for the fee, but there's a number of studies that show most advisors have not beaten the market in growth.
So we would argue that all three of those are a tax. Just got to identify them and figure out what makes sense.
And all three are very important. If you handle risk, you get all your money out of the market, but you have massive deferred taxes still, that's going to put you in a bad position for retirement. Conversely, if you pay all the tax, make it all tax-free, and then the market crashes, well, now you're out of money also. So you need to have everything, every angle covered. And that's why we keep harping on the risk, fees, taxes. So when you go to our website, contact us. What is involved in that process? We'd have a 15-minute
free consultation, no cost, no obligation.
And we'll talk to you at that point about what services maybe benefit you. And you'll know, you'll get to know within 15 minutes, you'll know whether or not you even want our help. And we'll tell you whether or not we can help you. So to schedule that free call, 15 minutes on a video call. And it's riskfeestaxes.com. Again, our company name is Higher Ground Financial Group. I'm Daniel, and this is Brez.
And you can Google Higher Ground Financial Group in Frederick, Maryland, and get some Google reviews, see what we're like. But ideally, just talk to us. It's free. If you have a burning question, ask the question. We're not going to charge you. And hopefully, you'll come off better for it.
So again, riskfeestaxes.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with Daniel and Raz from Higher Ground Financial Group. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.